Hello and welcome back to the last module of Windows Server 2012 R2, Server Management and Automation. Now, I like to, we've been talking about the standard-based management and the simplifying your daily task with PowerShell, and then we also looked down to the deployment option with the desired state configuration of maintaining and stopping from the configuration drift and so forth. Now, lastly, I'd like to talk about the multi-server management capabilities that we have in Server Manager and also the ecosystem that we provide with this standard-based management and moving forward. So what is Server Manager within Windows Server 2012 R2? It is the same Server Manager that we have introduced in Server 2012. It should be glanceable, actionable, and relevant. So the dashboard needs to show you at an instant what the problem that your servers are facing with, and it, whether if that is actionable or not, you need to have an option of that. And lastly, it needs to be really relevant for what the services that you're running on your data center with Windows Server. So these are the kind of the key capabilities that we have. Server Manager, if you just add and enroll your servers that you want to look into a Server Manager view, you can actually do that as well. We have introduced that in Server 2012, where before that, we only had Server Manager to view its local server itself only. But the introduction from Server 2012, with that Server Manager, you can actually have a lot of servers being seen, being visible into that single pane of glass. And it's actionable, of course, for some of the roles that we identify some of the roles. You can group it, which I'll be talking about in a couple of later slides. And what I mean by relevant is that the customer can be grouped by whatever that they want it to be grouped by, so that the servers are meaningful on their own aspect, right? So glanceable dashboard, right? It's an overall view, quickly sees issues. And for example, if you have a lot of red things here, you can actually kind of see what the problems are within your data center with certain servers. But you can actually discard this, some of the error messages. If you know that that is not such a critical as what we tell you, even though it's critical, you may not find it critical. Probably because of a lot of reasons, you know that there's a critical critical issues there, but that is not relevant to the services that you're running today, then you can actually ignore that and it's never going to pop out again, and so forth. So you can actually utilize that within your own environment and kind of see a meaningful information just regarding to your environment. Now, what do you mean by actionable, right? For instance, if you have a certain role here, for an example, it's a DNS server, you're going to automatically get all the information from the server and the role that the server is installed with. So that if you click on DNS, all the servers that you manage, it's automatically going to populate within that DNS role, and then all the servers that has DNS roles servicing today within your environment is going to pop out, so you will see all the event information, the performance information, and if you have the best practice analyzer running on top of it, you will see that information as well. So it doesn't really matter if it's on a VHD or such. You can actually add roles. Some of those things that we have introduced on deployment method with Server Manager, you can actually do that in here as well. So pretty much those things that you were able to do with your local server, most of the things that you will be able to do to multiple servers as well. Now, relevant functions. If you look at all servers and if you right-click on that, you will be able to see the relevant functions that you can actually execute within that server itself only in a really relevant manner if you just right-click on it. So if you have a lot of different services that's running on that server, you can actually direct them to that management console itself for that server. And for server roles, of course, servers, you can actually group them as well. So if you can have the servers within a certain group, for example, by location-wise, or you can have that on a role-based-wise, or you can have it as in a personnel-wise, like for instance, for example, A is the owner and the administrator for that, you can actually name it as him as well. So if you have that accessibility of that servers, you will be able just to see that A grouped servers within the server manager. So you can actually only have that servers for you to manage and maintain with. And also you can group them in hosts and run a best practice analyzer. This is something that the product group are releasing. So if you think that these set of server roles are very important to have this configured in such a way, this is going to be shown this way. For example, a lot of people in a demo environment, they normally have a DNS and a DHCP in the same set of server. This is, if you run a best practice analyzer, it's going to warn you that this is not a right way that you should be installing and using. So those information are going to be there for you to actually look into and kind of understand why that is not a recommended way. And so those information is going to be seen there. And for single server, of course, you can actually do whatever you could for single server with Server Manager from Server 2012. Additional to this, we have WSUS, which is the Windows Server Update Services, and the IP Address Management, the IPAM services are fully integrated with Server Manager. So on the left-hand side, we have a lot of different roles here, but it's going to be implemented with the new capabilities with Server 2012 R2. And it's going to increase the amount of relevancy in the upcoming new versions of Windows Server. So this is a server manager, and the way that you manage multiple servers in the UI mode, keep in mind that this can be deployed with a mini-shell mode. So we have introduced three mode of deployment. One is the core mode, the second one is the mini-shell mode, and the last one is the full UI mode. With these server manager capabilities, we have the full functionalities that people can use with mini-shell mode. So that you won't have to be exposed with the full UI mode that requires a lot of patches, but take advantage of all the goodness that you have just seen right now with Server Manager. So that was that. And if I talk about the ecosystem for the last part of server management and automation part of this section, excuse me. So ecosystem plays a really important part, especially when it comes to a standard-based management. It has to be standardized, and if we are going to put that in a standardized mode, a lot of different vendors and a lot of different companies should and could adapt with this standard base, which they are actually trying to do today. Not because they want to have Windows incorporated with that. Standard is standard because people want to have a standardized way to manage with multiple tools incorporating with that. And having said that, the ecosystem is just going to get a lot more stronger with Windows environment because we are heavily adapting the standard-based models and protocols and APIs. So a lot of tool sets is just going to be incorporated with one another. And System Center is going to play a big part of that in our upcoming releases as well. So what have we done? We have had huge investments on a distributed management task force, the DMTFs, the OData protocol, of course, and so forth. So we have a lot of contribution to this space as well, so that the open source community can take full advantage of it and utilize our contribution to the open source world, like OMI and such, so that Windows Management Framework automatically would not necessarily need a third-party tool to talk with these kind of different machines as well. So, for example, what are those things that we can fully take advantage with? Are not just compute and operating system, but also on the application and the network and the storage, if you go to the physical layer. These are going to be managed fully with the WSMan through Windows, and also if you fully utilize the OMI piece, it can be utilized with Linux as well. So, for example, you can add and remove and get inventory information of Windows from a Linux box. and of course vice versa around as well. So these are those things that just enables with the standard base. And this actually is a huge thing, as I mentioned on the first module, when it comes to a data center abstraction layer, where we want to really utilize heavily and have access and use it at the right in a right way, in an efficient manner throughout your data center, right? So what's really new in server management and automation? This kind of wraps up what I have been talking about. With the release of Server 2012 R2, server management and automation really stretches its manageability, not just on Windows, but also for non-Windows, and not just on an operating system, but also on different multiple layers that your data center consists of, right? So it's super powerful that we are able to do this, but this is only because we kind of embrace the standard-based management, which you have seen before, which enables you, for example, managing network switches or the physical server management with utilizing the baseboard management controller with the PCSV, physical compute server view and such. So it's very powerful, right? And those are the examples that we can actually move on with, and you can get the idea of how we're moving forward with standard-based management. Now, what are the automation tools that you can, what are the simplifying task engine that you can actually incorporate this with? It is the PowerShell 4.0. We have more than 16 new modules. We have more than 3,500 new parameters that incorporates with the new commandlets. So we now have over 3,000 commandlets itself. So think about 3,000 different components that you can talk to within Windows Server. That's pretty much everything that we have in Windows Server. And adding that to the standard base, of course, you can actually extend that to a non-Windows environment as well and automate that and use it with the PowerShell engine that you have already witnessed today with Server 2012 PowerShell 3.0. And we have Server Manager, again, the IPAM and the WSUS is a new capabilities that has been added with Server Manager. And we also have Web Application Proxy. And I haven't really addressed this, but the Essentials experience had a phenomenal improvement on this. So if you have Server Manager, there's this Essentials, Windows Server Essential version of this console, and it can pretty much do a lot of things with this single pane of glass. And this is going to be introduced in Windows Server Essential, different sessions for Windows Server Essentials, but this is going to be heavily using the Server Manager capabilities around that as well. Right. So now this is what we have in Windows Server 2012 R2. And having said that, Windows Server R2 is a great operating system for a lot of servers, and with no matter what kind of devices that you connect them with, or whether that your managing system is on a physical, virtual, on-premise, or off-premise premise environment, you will be able to manage these different type of devices. Right. So wrapping it up, Windows Server 2012 R2 introduces a new way of viewing the management capabilities around your data center. For example, your data center, we understand that your data center is not just all about Windows. It's about heterogeneous environments. Like you have network, storage, you have applications. It's all connected together so that you will need to have a single way to manage them in a very efficient manner. And we have embraced that through standard-based management. And on top of that, we are adding PowerShell's power of engine so that you can simplify your daily routine task with that. And if this becomes more and more efficient, and as time goes on, we will have a lot more ecosystem that's going to be built on top of this. You will witness there is going to be a data center abstraction layer where Windows Center plays the centerpiece of it, but it does manage all those systems and all those objects and different layers of your data center with Windows Server Standard Based Management. So thank you for listening in, and I hope you have a great time utilizing your Windows Server 2012 R2 machines to incorporate with all the resources that you have within your data center. Thank you very much, and I hope to see you next time again in Microsoft Virtual Academy. Thank you very much.